But back in England, a breakthrough. Michael's friend Terry George agreed to an interview at his house in the countryside near Leeds. Terry had been friends with Michael as a teenager in the early 80s. Armed with a cassette recorder that his parents had bought him, Terry would attempt to interview any celebrities staying in Leeds.
I'd gone along, knocked on the door of the hotel room, and Michael answered the door. There was no security around, nobody stopping me really. And I just said, "Hi, I'm Terry, can I do an interview with you?" And he was like, quite taken back by that. He invited me into his room. He was there with his brother, Randy Jackson. And I did an interview with both of them, interviewed both him and his brother. This picture here, that's the sort of look that I had when I met Michael Jackson. I was a very scruffy kid, not very fashionable at all. And when I was talking to Michael, he said to me, "No, that's just the way I like to dress." I said, "What's scruffy?" He said, "No, casual, just like you." That was like all the autographs off all the brothers.
Randy, Tito, well, that's Jackie, Marlon, Michael. And that's Michael, probably one of the few years in which he was basically fully grown but hadn't had any plastic surgery at all.
Yeah. That's exactly as he looked.
Really?
Yeah, he looked exactly like that. You know, the afro hair and the wide nose and so on. Yeah, so, but he was very, very friendly, fantastic, got on very well with him. And swapped addresses and telephone numbers. And he rang me just the day after, actually, after he'd left Leeds. I'd met quite a lot of celebrities before. None of them had given me telephone numbers. Michael just freely gave it me. But we did get on very well at the time. You know, it almost felt like I'd known him for a long, long time. You know, it was very comfortable to be with, very easygoing.
Terry had kept the original cassette of his interview with Michael, but the only tape player he had was in his car.
Here I am in the Dragonara Hotel, Leeds, and in the Jackson 5 room. And I've just asked him for an interview, just asked Michael, and he says it's okay for a few minutes. Just to prove it is him, I'll start off asking his name. And the date is the 19th of February, 1979.
There you go,
1979. What is your name?
Michael Jackson.
And what is your job?
I'm a singer.
Who thought of the name Jackson 5?
A little fat, wobbly lady who lived in the neighborhood. She liked us a lot, and we were trying to think of a name for the group. She said, "Hey, how about the Jackson 5?
What is your favorite bands?
Earth, Wind & Fire. Some of the old... I like Wings. Wings.
Wings.
Wings and Things. Oh yeah, I forgot about them. I like the Bee Gees. Oh, you can tell by the way you walk on the wall with them on top of top.
We got the words up here.
Yes, sir.
What do you like most? Things that you like?
I like kids a lot. I have a lot of nephews and nieces. I like fish.
Strange how we jump from one to the other, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
Okay, Terry, tell your brothers and sisters hi.
Yes, me too.
That's amazing. How do you feel listening to it?
Quite emotional, really. It's I haven't heard it for a long, long time. Although I seem to know it word for word, pretty much what he's going to say. Every time I listened to it, or should I say the last time I listened to it, I felt like I wanted to rekindle my friendship with Michael.